go to the Rumba Revolution hotline, and one of the A-list celebrities will be there. Yankees pitcher, Texarkana native, Dustin Mosley, who's back in the zone. Good to have you. How are you, sir?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
We're good. All right. Have you headed back here to the to God's country, or are you hanging out on the East Coast?
No, I've been back for a little while, man.
Yeah.
I chomp at the bit, you know, to get back home.
Is that right? Yeah, all you Arkansas guys always come back, which is good. We love that. So.
Have to make it back for hunting season.
I don't hunt, though, man. That's the thing about it.
He's one of the few that doesn't.
Yeah, I don't like to kill Bambi.
Oh, so what's are you recruiting this off season? That's the other question going around, I guess.
Am I recruiting?
Are you recruiting to your pitching staff out in New York? Are you working to get any high profile free agents that might also be
from this area
and actually killing Bambi?
I'm recruiting myself to try to get back with the Yankees right now.
What's your status? I was looking at your contract. I thought you were back this next year already.
No, I was only signed a 1 year deal last year. So I'm just waiting to hear the tender dates, December 2nd. So we're just waiting around to hear what they do, and hopefully I'll be back.
Okay. So tell us about your relationship with the Miracle League, and, of course, all you the Arkansas guys have been great about giving back, and it's been a great relationship and certainly helps them a lot. I know it's something you guys have enjoyed over the years.
Yeah. I think this is going to be my third year, I believe, and I enjoy it. I get something different from it every single time. Hopefully I give back something different every time, too. But it's a great opportunity for a lot of kids to come out and see some of the pro players at the camp and get some instruction. And, you know, at the same time for the parents to be able to donate some money that goes back to a really great cause. I've enjoyed every bit of it from the camp to the game and then getting to hang out with the kids from Miracle League and talking to their parents. It's a beautiful thing that goes on to give these kids an opportunity to do something that you know normal kids are able to do that are don't have any kind of handicaps or anything. So it's always fun. I look forward to it every year. Peggy and everyone do a great job with it and make it real easy for all of us to come in and be a part of it.
Dustin Mosley joining us in the zone. So can we talk about the year a little bit? I mean, it's you know the Yankees are in that enviable and sort of unenviable position. Of being, if you don't win a championship, it was a disappointing year. I mean, there are a lot of teams where it's like, hey, made the playoffs, had a good run, that was nice. But in New York, if you don't win at all, I guess it's got to be a huge disappointment. So just talk about going through the process. And, you know, again, the expectations going in, it's got to be difficult to deal with on the front side too, I would think.
Yeah, it definitely was disappointing. You know, I got to go to – I was in big league camp with them, and I started out in AAA. But this being a part of the spring training – part of it was completely different from when I was with some other teams. Just the way they started, the way they showed us videos, and they have interviews with, you know, some of the great athletes, Peyton Manning, Michael Jordan, Magic Irvin, all these guys. But just kind of getting that mindset into place that, look, what we're trying to do here is to win a championship, and they had done it the year before, so now it's like, How does everyone stay hungry to try to repeat and all these kind of things? So it was really neat to see how spring training was more than just baseball and just on the field stuff. There was a lot of things off the field that we did together to kind of get everyone together as a team. And then going throughout the season, once I did get there, the feeling that you have was there wasn't really any emergency of what was going on, especially coming down to the end of the year. But there was definitely you could sense that. This needs to get done. The fans are behind us. Everybody's behind us. And it definitely is. When people think about the Yankees, like, oh, the Yankees, you know, I come home, like, I'd love to root for you. I just can't do it. They don't understand, like, what a first-class organization it is and what they do for other people and what Steinbrenner did for so many people that no one knew about, things mm-hmm. that we found out of how he gave back. So definitely going into it, yeah, it was a good experience for me. But you really get to see why the New York Yankees have been so successful over the years.
We talk so much about the money involved with contracts and, you know, deciding where to go. How much are the other things involved for you? How much do you look at, you know, location? How much do you look at, you know, teammates and guys you're going to be playing with? Does that factor in at all, or do you have to look at the bottom line first and foremost?
For me, I'm not really in a position like some of these other guys, like Cliff, where you can kind of pick and choose where you want to go. Right now, it's for me. It's basically who wants me, where I'm going to have the best opportunity to take care of me and my family. Mm-hmm. And you really do look at that. And then when you get to that position where you can do that, I think there's a lot of factors that come into play. You know, a lot of people don't understand that basically 8-9 months out of the year, you're away from all your family. You can bring your immediate family with you, but the rest of your family, you don't really have an opportunity to see that much. And unless, you know, your family's really wealthy, they can't really fly and come and do all the things that you would want them to do. There's a lot of factors that go into it. A lot of people just basically say it's just money for these guys and this and that. I don't think so. I think when you get in a position like that, your family becomes very, very important because you're away from them. Even when you are with them, you're on the road half the year, so you got to either bring them along. It works on your kids. It works on your wife. I tell people all the time that my wife was built from a different mold because her characteristics of some of the things she's got to put up with, I don't think most women could do it.
Yeah.
Does she get involved in your games? Like, she'll be watching, and after the game, she'll critique your performance?
No, she doesn't do anything like that. I usually the one just running stuff, venting to her, critiquing myself too much. But she is very superstitious in the sense that if I'll get 3 up, 3 down, if she was sitting a certain way, drinking a Coke out of a left hand and had my son on the right arm, then the next inning comes around, it's going to be the same way. And if I give up a run, then everything's got to change. So it's pretty neat.
That's hilarious. So they stay in Texarkana during the season, or where are they with you?
No, they're with me. They come home once a month. We got this new baby, and the grandmama's got to see him, and so she comes home usually once a month and gets with the moms and the granddads and all that good stuff. But for the most part, I'd say 75% of the year she's with me.
Dustin Mosley joining us in the zone. So, how much are you involved, and how much is your agent involved as far as the negotiations go? I'm assuming you're talking to him a little bit, but I mean, do you actually talk directly to teams, or do you wait until you guys get down to the nitty gritty for that?
Yeah, there's no negotiating where I'm at right now until the tender date, which is December 2nd.
Okay.
And I'm just waiting to hear. You know, the Yankees, they've got a lot going on, especially with, you know, some of these big free agent guys out there. So I'm just kind of waiting around to hear, see what they're going to do, and they'll either tender me a contract or they won't. I sure hope they do. I had a great time last year. And that's all it is. I wait around. I'm working out, doing my thing, and just getting prepared.
When you're done someday, hopefully a long way down the road, what would you do? What would you be doing if you weren't playing Major League Baseball? Or when you're finished, what are some things maybe you want to get involved in?
Yeah, I really got a passion for fitness and nutrition. I think that's probably something I would do. There'd probably be some lessons involved, maybe some type of sports-specific facility, something like that I'd like to be a part of. My brother, he's a kinesiology degree, and he just took his physical therapy test and did real well on that. So he's trying to get into school there. So maybe once he gets done with his stuff and we could get together and get something going.
Your brother played at La Tech, right?
Yeah.
And did he play beyond? Did he go pro at all?
No, he didn't. He didn't. He got drafted 3 times. Just nothing really, you know, beneficial on the financial part of it to keep him from not going back and having that scholarship.
Yeah. Do you follow any other sports closely besides baseball?
No, I really don't. I really don't. I keep up a little bit of Arkansas football.
Yeah.
You know, people ask me, "Are you a true Arkansas Razorback fan?" Well, I do. I root for them, but I'm not. I wouldn't say a true fan because I couldn't tell you everybody on the team and the stats and all that good stuff. But that would probably be the only thing. My wife went to the university, so
okay.
All of her family did. So we keep up with the Razorbacks.
Are you guys coming to the game this weekend?
Yeah, we're not. We got like 30 people coming in town for Thanksgiving and just staying through the weekend, and we're actually hosting Thanksgiving, so I'm not going to be able to make it.
Well, that's understandable. That's okay. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you making time, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the event here in Central Arkansas in a couple of weeks. And thanks so much for making time for us today, Dustin. Good having you on again.
Yeah, you got it. And for everybody out there, it's a really, really great event. It's a good cause. I wouldn't be a part of it if it wasn't something that really made a difference for these kids. And if you ever come or you get a chance to come, you'll be able to see what it does, and you'll get to see how these kids have a great time and gives them an opportunity to. So thanks for having me on, and hopefully we'll see you guys at the camp.
All right, Dustin, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
See you later, man.
See you.